AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he's imposing a global tariff of 10% after the Supreme Court struck down his tariff regimen. The new tariffs would come under a law that restricts them to 150 days. And Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump is blistering two of his three Supreme Court nominees for voting against him. Neil Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett sided with the majority. Without naming names, the president said he's ashamed of some justices.
Absolutely ashamed.
And says conservatives, including Chief Justice John Roberts, who voted against him, are fools and lapdogs.
They're very unpatriotic and disloyal to our Constitution.
Asked if he regrets appointing Gorsuch and Coney Barrett, the president said their ruling was terrible.
I think it's an embarrassment to their families.
As for his other nominee, the president thanked Brett Kavanaugh for dissenting.
Very proud of that appointment.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Commerce Department reports U.S. economic growth slowed in the fourth quarter of 2025 to a 1.4% annual rate. For the year, the economy grew 2.2%. Stocks reacted with relative calm to that and the tariffs ruling. The Dow, S&P, and the Nasdaq all rose on the day to finish the week higher. The first Friday prayers of Ramadan were held at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. Sam Metz has a report from the West Bank.
Israel's allowing only 10,000 worshippers from the occupied West Bank to enter Jerusalem for Friday prayers. That is the same as last year, but it's far lower than what Palestinians have been allowed in the past. The limits matter because Israel, Jordan, and the Palestinians have long agreed to maintain a status quo over access and worship at the site. The compound is one of the holiest and most contested sites in the world, the most sacred place in Judaism and the third holiest in Islam. The rules and restrictions there have led to clashes in the past, so people are closely watching this year. Currently, only men over 55, women over 50, and children under 12 are allowed to enter from the West Bank.
This is AP News. The EPA has told a federal court it supports a strict Biden-era rule for cities to replace lead water pipes within 10 years. Mike Kempen has word of a cyber attack on a hospital system.
The University of Mississippi Medical Center has closed its nearly three dozen clinics and canceled elective procedures for a second day following a ransomware attack. University officials are trying to determine the extent of the attack and restore network systems they took down as a precaution. They say the shutdown could last for days. Vice Chancellor Lou Ann Woodward says the attackers have communicated with the university, but she's not elaborating. The university is working with the FBI. Investigators are trying to determine if any of the patient's private information was compromised. Woodward says hospitals and emergency rooms remain open, and patients there are receiving proper care. I'm Mike Hempen.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.